This goes to Dr. Moon, M like Mary, O-O, N like November, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Sylvia, S-Y-L-V-I-A, Loomis, L-O-O-M like Mary, I-S, date of birth 8-9 of 1947. Dear Dr. Moon, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Loomis with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and recurrent UTIs. Her last visit was June 5th of this year. Her weight is unchanged. However, she did have severe back pain and dyspnea and fatigue. And that happened just before Halloween of this year while she was walking around in Walmart. She went home and told her daughter she needed to go to the hospital. And so she went to the hospital on 10/26 and was found to be having a heart attack. So she was hospitalized at Midland from 10/26 to 10/28. They did a cardiac catheterization on 10/26 and placed a stent in her right coronary artery. She's feeling much better now, and she's attending cardiac rehabilitation, and that is helping her feel stronger. She's had no more back pain, the fatigue is gone, and the dyspnea is also gone. She also had an echocardiogram done prior to discharge, 10/28. It showed ejection fraction of 54% and a normal size left ventricle. There was some mild hypokinesis in the left inferior and inferior lateral area. She had no regurgitation. The valves look actually very good. And grade 1 diastolic dysfunction was noted. She is feeling much better, as I said. No chest pains, no back pains, no dyspnea, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no bowel changes, dysphagia, no blood or melena. Urine is clear, no edema. Medication list is reviewed. Metoprolol was changed to 12.5 milligram daily from 25 a day. Lipitor was increased from 20 milligram daily to 80 milligram daily. She was started on Plavix, 75 milligram daily. Aspirin is 81 milligrams daily. The Bactrim was switched to Macrobid, 100 milligram daily for the recurrent UTI prophylaxis. Ramipril, 1.25 milligram daily, is also new. And she's on Lantus and Ozempic and then Albuterol if needed. Physical exam, weight 180 pounds. That's actually a 4-pound decrease over the last 6 months. Pulse is 87 and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cough is 110 over 72. No lymphadenopathy or jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done October 28th, 2023. Creatinine was stable at 1.25 with estimated GFR 45, calcium 8.8, sodium 137, potassium 4, carbon dioxide 24. Cholesterol levels very low. The total cholesterol 89, triglycerides 89, HDL cholesterol 32, and LDL is 40. Her hemoglobin 11.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan: 1, stage 3B chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. Even after the cardiac catheterization and stent placement, we will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, diabetic nephropathy, also well controlled. And the patient will have a recheck visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.